Indy, good morning.
Good morning, Tess.
So to start us off with, just a little bit of background, could you tell us about the current state of laws against whaling?
Yeah, so the International Convention for the Regulation of Whaling is the law that sort of governs all the whale stocks in the world, and Japan and Australia are obviously members of that. But a few decades ago, the Whaling Commission decided that it shouldn't do commercial whaling anymore, so they put a moratorium on it. Now, that worked really well, and whale stocks have begun to recover, but there is an article within that convention that says a country can give itself a special permit for scientific whaling, and that's where we've run into a bit of trouble with Japanese interpretation of that particular convention.
So could you tell us a little bit more about the loophole that has been allowing whaling to occur under scientific research?
Yes, yeah, so this Article 8 that I just mentioned is the... It means that a country or Japan can... it's only just Japan at the moment, so that's why I'm saying that. They can give themselves a special permit to go and kill or take whales for scientific research. And that... It means that you can basically grant yourself a quota of whales to... catch and actually kill, and but there's a few conditions on that. You have to do research with that, scientific research, and present that to the Whaling Commission. And there's also a little quirk in there that says you're also allowed to sell that meat. So it is a loophole, I guess, but it exists, and you can only change it by consensus. So it's a problem. Yep.
So in terms of this new resolution that's been brought up, how does this one supposedly make whaling illegal in general?
Well, it doesn't so much make it illegal, but what Australia and New Zealand tried to do with this resolution that's been in the news is actually, you heard me say that Japan can grant themselves the permit. Well, what this resolution does is actually give more power to the Whaling Commission to actually oversee that process and actually say, well, you know what, that's not for the objectives of what you're doing. You shouldn't be doing that particular science, because that's Australia's argument, that what Japan does is not science. And that's what the International Court of Justice decision said as well, that their old program was not for the purposes of scientific research. So this resolution is trying to define, I guess, what good scientific research is and make people, countries jump through a few more steps before they actually issue that permit to the whale.
So I know it may be a little bit too early to sort of say for sure, but in terms of what we know so far, do you think that this resolution will prove effective?
Sadly not. The problem is that resolutions aren't legally binding. So Japan doesn't have to follow those steps I just outlined. This is the problem with this Article 8 scientific whaling thing, is that you can only change that particular article by consensus, which means everyone, including Japan, has to agree to change that particular law. Everything else kind of is great, and it adds kind of a bit of oversight to anyone else who thought they might want to do special permit whaling. But Japan has already come out and said that they're going to follow the word of Article 8, which says that they can grant it to themselves. So they don't have to legally go through those processes that the resolution sets out. So, unfortunately, it's another legal loophole. So, I think that just means that Australia has to keep at it, essentially.
Never give up. All that sort of fun stuff. So, I guess just before we do let you go, Indy, what can be done to prevent any further breaches and loopholes occurring when we look into the future?
Well, personally, I think that the change has to come from Japan itself. And there's not much more that I can see, and I think quite a few experts, like, you just can't see what else can be done, because obviously we're at a loggerheads here. But I think it just needs to come from Japan deciding that, you know, either it's not worth it, it's too expensive, perhaps they can work with other countries in scientific research that's not lethal. So, yeah, I think that's where it's got to come from. I don't think the pressure that all the other countries are putting on Japan is being effective at the moment, but that's no one's fault, that's just the fault of the law. So yeah.
Well, Indy, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you on the show. We will keep an eye on this one. Thank you so much for joining us on The Daily.
Thanks for having me, Tess. Bye.
Bye.